Let me forget my glasses.
You want mine? They may not help,
I
but
go out. I think I'm okay.
We'll back you up if you need them. Okay. Okay, so you could call it.
Let's go.
To order.
Mm-hmm. Well, call to order. Roll call. Sean here. Wilma. Absent. Stacy. Yep.
Here.
Jason absent. Randy?
Here.
All right. Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay, let me share my screen for anybody that needs it.
Oh. Yep. Salute pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to lean on you two ladies real hard. You ready?
Hey, I am.
I need an approval of the agenda.
I move to approve.
I need a second.
Second.
All right. All those in favor, roll call. Wilma absent. Oh, Sean, aye. Stacy?
Aye.
Jason absent. Randy?
Aye.
All right. Consent agenda. Any questions before we get into that? Actually, we need a motion. I apologize.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
I second.
Any questions? All right, we'll go to the vote. Sean, aye. Wilma, absent. Stacy?
Aye.
Is an absent. Randy?
Aye.
Consent agenda passes. Public comments. Any comments not on the agenda? Moving on. Board member reports.
Jason had something that he left the other day when I shanghaied him into moving stuff. So I like the last minute modifications just to get the project done. The ice barrier guard is necessary for the kids' safety for entering and exit. I apologize for not being here, but Mrs. Sherry Morgan saved the day with the slight modification on the roof. Okay, Jason.
So this is regarding the construction. Since he wasn't going to be here, he wanted to make his thoughts known.
Okay.
Okay.
Stacy or Randy?
I move to approve. Yes.
There's nothing to approve.
Oh, got it. No.
Randy, you're on it. You're on it.
You gotta go quick.
Just be here. I went to the 8th grade graduation. We think that everybody did a really good job. Maybe we could convince it. Good board.
Yeah.
Hour and a half.
Right.
Okay.
16 kids. It's rough, I know.
Oh. Well, yeah, I want to know the numbers for next year.
No. And I was called up there. We had a little bit of fun.
I guess I did go to the graduation here, and it was wonderful, not only because my daughter was there, but graduating, but just the school has just stepped it up, and it was wonderful.
And your daughter walked away with some nice scholarships.
I know. She's here. She's off camera, but tonight. But yes, she did well. And it's okay. There was one that was
a teacher, right? She wants to be a teacher.
She does.
Hey, we love her.
Yeah. Actually, I might have to step down because she wants to get a job here. So, okay. We'll move on now.
We'll talk about that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Item B, executive director.
I have nothing more to add from that.
Finance report. I think DMS is here.
They are. Genevieve, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hold on. I'm trying to having some technical difficulties here.
Okay.
Sorry. Here I am. Okay. Guess we're ready to go through budget. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sherry, I did text you, so you might want to look at that.
Yeah, text doesn't work so good here, but I'll see if it's come through. Oh, yep.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and go through our budget for FY23-24. Let me see if I can share screen.
You are able to share.
Very good. Okay. So typically what I like to do as we go into the budget, I first wanted to let you know that the copy that you have on the multi-year was not updated. So I do have it in the screen, which I will share with you. Those are the only pages that have changed. So let's go ahead and talk about ADA and enrollment for the two schools. I will start with Long Valley. So forgive me as I scroll through here. Our projections for enrollment for next year is 246 with ADA of 231.24. And this is how we are budgeting for Long Valley. And you have a narrative there that basically goes through and explains a little bit as to what the changes entail and why. So for your LCFF category, for example, the change is, of course, due to the increase in enrollment, as well as increase in some of your base rates.
Can you back up, Genevieve?
Sure.
Back up to the enrollment.
Oh, okay.
To the, what is the word?
Long Valley, right?
Projected enrollment.
Yeah. Did we cross-reference that with the enrollment packages that we got?
Yes, that's what I just said earlier, that I've updated this. The package you had was not the updated packet for your out years only. So I apologize for that. So it should have been
versus enrollments that we got.
246, 245, and 245.
We were only off one?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. That's all I had.
Okay. But the budgets I'm about to show you is based on 246 across the 3 years.
And I'll have the same question on Thompson Peak when we get there.
Yes, that would be correct. Okay, so let's go back to a narrative. So your federal revenues have gone up just again a little bit from the increase from your enrollment and other factors that create that change. What you will see, however, in your state revenues is a large drop. And as we have discussed previously, this is due to your one-time funds that were recognized in this year in full, which we cannot recognize anymore in future years, although you can still spend on it for the next few years. So that will create that large drop that you see on your budget. And that creates the majority of your drop in the state budget. As far as your other local revenues, they're pretty much static, so not a whole lot of change there. So we went through and calculated, of course, your salaries and benefits based on COLAs, as well as your increase in your enrollment and such. And then that's how we come out with your calculations that you see here. Total revenues for next year for Long Valley, you can see here, estimated enrollment for this current year, 242, projecting an increase of 4 for next year. So your total revenue is 3.8 million and your expenses also of 3.8 million. So you're just about at break even for next year. Slight deficit of 16,000.
And the reason we went from 600K to minus 16 is the one-time funds that were for the state?
Yes, you can see the large drop is the majority of it in this line here. Other state. Okay.
Still worth it. More money ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's have a good business manager.
So this is your summarized income statement for next year. And you will also, of course, have your detail income statement, which you can go through line by line to see where the changes are for that particular school for next year. Which brings us to our cash flow. I'm sorry, our multi-year right here. Given those same enrollment projections, and this page is different from your packet, you will see also pretty much the same bottom lines for the next 2 years, assuming all things being equal. So we didn't project anything new or different for the following 2 years. With that in mind, our cash flow for Long Valley, we project an ending balance of $2.3 million right here, which calculates out to 222 days in cash. So you're still in a pretty good cash position and financial position overall.
For the next three school years, we changed the enrollment from bumping up to just static at 246?
I requested that at this point.
Okay.
Just to be more conservative on it. And 246 is exactly the number of enrollments we have today.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So that summarizes Long Valley, and I can move on to Thompson Peak if there are no questions.
I have a question. On the, when you project it out and there was a difference at the bottom, did you like do a Costa or like a COLA increase? Is that because the numbers weren't static across? So was it a COLA increase or on your multi-year, like right there, like books and materials, those went up? How did you calculate that?
Okay, so that's an excellent question. So let me start with revenues. First of all, on the revenues, we go off of the LCFF calculator. So those percentages are different year to year, but what happens is we utilize the CDE calculator and put in our projections, as you can see, are the same for the next year. And it comes out with these different numbers. So you can already tell that the LCFF revenue is not the same for the same enrollment and ADA for the next 2 years. Everything else, we do pretty much a global 3%. In this case, Sherry felt more comfortable with the 2% increase, which is year over year, which means that this year has a 2% increase over this year, and then this year has a 2% increase over this year. Does that make sense? So no, yeah. You will not see the same number year to year to year, because we still build on the prior year, assuming there will be some form of a COLA.
And where does STIRS and PERS fit in? Is that under benefits?
That is correct.
And what is the percentage? Because I know it was astronomical.
Yes. So for, let me see if I can find that.
Budgeting that 2%, you said, correct?
Not STIRS. STIRS is being done on an actual increase that's already projected by the state.
Where is it in there?
That is correct.
It's within the, it's not in the set, it's tied to salaries, but it's based on whatever percentage the state
but it's
says.
In there. It's
in there under the benefits.
Yes, I apologize. I don't have that handy, but it's called a dartboard, and that dartboard specifies what those percentages need to be. So
what is this factored in?
Sorry?
Just as long as it's factored in.
That was the only thing she wouldn't let me adjust down.
Yes, Sherry's correct. Okay, any other questions? If not, I will move on to Thompson Peak.
Go for it.
All right. In the case of Thompson Peak, let me go ahead and start with the enrollment. We have a different story in that we are projecting 167 for this next year and the following 2 years, with an ADA of 160.32. So let me go ahead and jump to the income statement.
I'll add that 167 are the number of enrollment packets in hand.
Right, so we are projecting ending this current year at 149 and an increase to 167 for the the next 3 years. So that will be a significant change for this particular school. And I don't know, Sherry, if you want to speak to that or we're going to keep going.
Oh, I just, hats off to Stephanie. Her and her team have been doing a great job and pulling, you know, more kids are attracted to come there. So they're having a big jump.
So yeah, congratulations. Nonetheless, the scenarios remain the same in which we calculate an LCFF calculator based on CDE's templates. Likewise, your state revenues have dropped for next year for the same reasons. They are one time that were recognized this year that we can no longer recognize. Outside of that, we went through the standard calculations on your salaries and benefits, factoring in any COLA changes specified by the dartboard, as well as that global percentage that we had talked about earlier. In the case of Thompson Peak, we do see a healthy bottom line, $298,000 projected for fiscal year 23-24. With this growth.
How come services and operations went down instead of increasing?
Well, some of that is based on trending, some of that is based on adjustments, and there are some other things, but I also know that things like rent.
Can I throw out there, rent, you're no longer paying rent.
Okay.
The rent has dropped out, right, but we have increased your interest expense for your long-term debt that now you have. Okay, so once again, you do have the detailed income statements for Thompson Peak that you can go through line by line. And let's go ahead and jump to our multi-year for Thompson Peak. This is the one page that will be different from what you have in your packet, in that we're projecting the same number for the out years as well. So you can see the growth in your bottom line for Thompson Peak, from 298, 349, 365. Assuming all things being equal, except for the COLA increases that we have already talked about in regards to Long Valley. With that in mind, we'll go to the cash flow for Thompson Peak. We project an ending cash balance of $1.8 million, translating into 270 days of cash in hand. So a little bit better than Long Valley overall. So once again, you are in a healthy cash position as well as financial position for Thompson Peak as well. And that wraps up the overview of your budget. Are there any other questions?
Any questions, Stacey or Randy?
Can the cash from Thompson Peak mix with Long Valley? So like, do we have an overall day cash on hand for the whole organization, or does it have to be costed out?
So make sense? I would love to answer that for you. We keep them separate, although this all goes through one bank account.
Okay.
We very clearly separate the expenses and the revenues.
Well, no, I get that. But if Thompson Peak needed more money, or if one organization needed more money, we could shift between the two?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I want to say to you that, is there like a reserve of $4 million? So we have plenty of money, even though it was showing some deficits there. And the other thing is, I could always just come and work for Thompson Peak and not have Long Valley pay me.
I'm not asking that. It wasn't that. I just was wondering how it was broke. Like, if the fund, you know, there's some things that funds can't commingle, you know, when you have different organizations. So I was just asking if that was how we operated.
Would you like me to help answer that as well, Karen?
Sure.
So Sherry is absolutely correct. You need to keep the two entities separate in all its operations, including cash. However, you can borrow from each other and have a D2D from one school to the other should that need arise.
Okay.
As long as the tracking mechanism is there, that is a possibility.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, moving on. Program reports submitted in writing. Are there any questions on those? Moving on. Information items. 7A, report of local indicators.
Do you mind? I want...
Or do you want to fit them in?
I want to introduce you to Brian Holmes first.
Okay.
He's going to be our rep from EdTech.
Okay.
Starting next month. Hi, Brian.
Hello. Nice to meet you all.
Elle and I have been doing some trainings and meetings with him. One of the things I asked him to do is to look at a budget and see if he felt like what he could see would be where EdTech would see us. Sure. And he said that they were pretty well aligned, so moving in. But I want you know, tonight we need to adopt a budget. We always have to adopt that before the end of June. And then Brian, Elle, and I are going to spend some good time this summer. Like I don't love seeing a deficit in that bottom line. And so we're going to look closer at what we can do differently so that we don't end up with that.
Love that.
Anything you want to share, Brian? Want to just tell us where you are, your experience, something?
Yeah, I've worked with EdTech for the last 5 years, in this role, working with different schools. And prior to that, I worked for the state of Arizona in public finance. So I'm very familiar with grant management and a lot of budgeting for state or government related entities. And I've really enjoyed my time, in working with charter schools in California. I was in Sacramento for a few years between the years of 2018 and 2021, but I did just relocate last year back, or I guess a couple of years ago now, back to Phoenix, which is where I'm from. But I'm just working on the Pacific time zone. We're for half the year we don't recognize daylight savings here, so it's always like a weird thing. But for half the year we're on California time. But yeah, I'm super excited. My meetings with Elle and Sherry have been really positive. And we've just been kind of sharing. I did look at the budget. I'd say we are pretty well aligned. Just looking at the high level, like where we're at, what staffing levels, the different rates that are in the budget. And I feel pretty good about that. But we'll obviously, as we always do, I think every school should, is continue to work on the budget and the forecast each month, whether that comes to the board or not. I think each month is important. And then, however often it comes to the board, it comes to the board with all those updates. But I think it is important every month to look at the spending patterns and everything that's happening. So, but yeah, thanks everybody. Yeah, nice to meet everyone.
All right, thank you, Brian.
What do you want to do next? Let him do it.
Is Nick here?
Yeah, he is.
So we'll skip down to 7B.
Please.
Construction update with Nick Schroeder.
Nick, you're up.
Sorry, I've been traveling, so I'm out on the sidewalk right now. I just got out of an airplane.
Oh, you're landed. That's great.
Yes. So, Sherry, I just sent you an email from Andrew that has the wireframe model of the revised design. Are you able to pull that up?
I can do that. I got to get over here. I just got to find my mouse.
Just to give you an overview of the last few weeks, while Sherry's pulling that up, the original design had a roof that was offset a bit to give some wall space for windows to be included into the gymnasium area. Which also gave it a bit of a better aesthetic look. The problem arose, or a problem arose, where with the snow loading that effectively acts like the snow's on the ground instead of on a roof, where on a roof snow blows off easier, so the snow loading is less. So because it's considered a different type of snow loading, it messed with our engineering calculations and would require significant structural upgrades from the initial design in order to comply with those snow loads. So what we needed to do in order to rectify that was to align the roofs. As you can see in that model, that wireframe model, there's the roof on the left, that's the higher roof, that's the gymnasium area. The roof on the right goes over the classrooms. So unfortunately, it removes the windows, at least in that flat portion, the previous portion of the flat wall between the gym and the classrooms. And now the roof is just one structure. We can still add either skylights or preferably additional windows on the ends of the gym to make sure that we get enough natural light in the building. But by doing this design here, there's no additional cost to the project. If we were to keep the original layout where the roofs were offset, it would increase the cost significantly, you know, probably $150,000 to $200,000 to do the structural upgrades to meet the structural requirements, as well as kick the building out of what's called their fast track, the metal buildings fast track program, where the building's kind of off the shelf almost. And so it would also delay the project by several months because they've got to custom design it and custom fabricate it. So that is the new design. It's unfortunately not as aesthetically pleasing as the original one, but it gives you all the same functionality and keeps us within our original budget.
Yeah, Nick. Have we thought about keeping the original roof the same and then having a second roof coming out off the wall? Gym at Johnsonville, I don't know if you've been to that gym or not. Throw
I would have to look into it. I don't know if that would work. The metal building folks have these kind of canned designs, and that's what we're trying to stay within. If you have an example of that, I would be happy to look at it. But I think it's going to be tough to get out of what's shown there, or at least tough to get out of it without extending the timeline significantly or adding cost. But I'm certainly willing to you know, if you've got options, I'd be happy to look at them.
I could go with this, but I'm telling you, skylights are always a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't think skylights are a good idea. That's what I was saying. Preferably, I think we should do additional windows at the end of the gymnasium. It's just better not to have penetrations in the roof. So if we remove this, you know, don't do skylights, but in order to keep the natural lighting in the building, we would add additional windows at the ends of the gym.
Are there window coverings included?
We can certainly do that. Window coverings aren't included in the base bid, but I'm sure we can make that work.
Yeah.
We'd put windows right there where the mouse is.
Right. And can you put them on this side of the building also?
Yes. There shouldn't be no problem with that. So I think we'd have plenty of natural light. It's just unfortunately that the aesthetics aren't quite as nice as that original kind of offset design. But additionally, you won't see that roof. I don't think you'll see much of that roof from the ground unless you are standing way far away. And additionally, what's not shown on this design is we're working on an entryway where the main entry is on the right side of the building. Correct, right there, where it'll kind of help top the front. You know, it'll give it a nice aesthetic. So we don't have that design yet, but it'll be a gable end similar to Plymouth Charter School.
Our snow loads are such that extra bump in the roof there. This problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately.
Looking at Lassen planning department not going along with our plans, not approving them there.
They had something like that in the second week of September.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's an awkward situation.
I'll draw that out. I'm going to stop sharing the image.
And then we worked up, I guess, the middle school size volleyball slash basketball court.
Yes.
Made all those changes.
Correct.
Then we removed those doors.
We added the door to the field and removed the doors from the classrooms.
And there's a single bathroom. Is that what we said before?
It's multiple single use bathrooms.
So there's two single-use bathrooms?
No, I think there's probably five or six. I don't have the plans in front of me, unfortunately. But yeah, there's six.
One bathroom.
Okay.
Anything else, Nick?
Nope. I just wanted to make sure that you guys were aware of the changes. You know, it just isn't, I don't think, what we'd like aesthetically. Functionally, it does exactly what we'd planned. And I think adding that entryway is going to still give it that nice, you know, a nice entry look to the building. And we can still keep all the natural light by adding the windows we discussed on the side of the gym.
So I showed Sherry what we have at Johnsonville, or used to have at Johnsonville. But if it's going to hold up the show, we're just going to roll, sounds like.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's the best idea. But please, Sherry, send those over just so I can take a look in case maybe we can work something out, but I think probably the best idea is to keep moving forward with that design that you see there.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Okay, I'll send you a picture tomorrow, Nick, okay?
Okay, great.
Take a peek at it.
Yeah, any other questions or comments? Going forward on this, we should be able to resubmit as soon as next week. I don't want to commit to next week as submission, but that's the plan right now. Is to resubmit plans to the county next week, which would give us an early to mid July construction start time.
Good. Thank you very much, Nick.
Great. If anybody needs anything else, just send me an email.
Okay, moving back to item 7A, report of local indicators.
Excellent. Do you want me to speak on this, Sherry?
It's you, Kelly.
Excellent. So I sent them out today, and I wanted to see if anybody has any questions, but essentially what they are is the part of the LCAP, and a lot of that information is found in the LCAP that you received yesterday. But it's really us assessing and looking at where we're at with local indicators, and that really means school engagement, how we are with families, our building, fit report, things like that, and then if students have access to curriculum, a broad range of curriculum. And so if you had a chance to look through it, it's very positive. I think that we can all agree, since long as I've worked here, that one of the strengths of the charter is family engagement and relationship with families. And so that's really documented in there as well. We see that in like the Healthy Kids survey, as well as the spring staff survey and student surveys that we've gone through in the board meetings. An area of growth for us that we've been recognized in there is foreign language for middle school, and then also as well meeting the needs of the social emotional health for these students as well seems to be an area that we tend to see in the surveys and conversations with students. So we've been proactively making things to improve those with researching curriculum and then hiring a mental health counselor. So I expect to see for the next year, those really be higher scores. Does anybody have any more questions? I could go even further.
All right, thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
All right, item 8A, I need a motion to open public hearing regarding the local control accountability plan for Long Valley and Thompson Peak. Stacy moves.
I move to approve.
Need a second.
Randy's looking frozen to me.
I'll go ahead and second. Okay, the public hearing is open. Is there any discussion from anyone here? Or anybody out there? I need a motion to close, I can't remember.
I don't remember, but let's do it.
Okay. Seeing there's no discussion, we'll go ahead and have a motion to close.
I move to close.
We have a second.
I second.
Thank you, Randy. And we will have a vote, which I forgot to do to open.
Yep.
Sean, aye. Wilma absent. Stacy?
Aye.
Ethan absent. Randy?
Aye.
All right, we opened and closed.
Yep.
Perfect. Item 9A, discussion of possible action regarding approval of the budget for Long Valley and Johnson County. Based on what was presented.
I move to discuss, or I move to approve.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a second?
I second.
All right, discussion.
Just, I'd like to see not the negative at Long Valley, but I think we all are probably in agreement with that.
Yeah.
Anything else, Randy?
I'm good.
We're gonna vote. Sean, aye. Wilma, absent. Stacy?
Aye.
Ethan, absent. Randy?
Aye.
It passes. All right. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of LCAP for Long Valley and Johnson County.
And the local indicators.
And the local indicators. I'll go ahead and move to approve.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All right, we'll go to roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma, absent. Stacy?
Aye.
And absent. Randy?
Aye.
Passes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The LCAP is a lot of work. I've been involved for many years. So.
It's a lot of work. And Kelly took on the bulk of it this year. Yeah. She did awesome.
Thank you for all that. All right, discussion and possible action regarding approval of a homeschool academy within independent study.
Don't we need to do the organization chart?
I apologize. Item C, discussion and possible action regarding approval of updated org chart. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve.
A second?
I second.
All right, discussion. I asked Sherry to pull it up for us because I had some questions.
Okay. I'm going to have to share it with you because then I share it there. Share it there.
Did I lose you guys?
No, we're here. What are you wondering about, Sean?
Okay. So these two groups, this is who they report to.
So all these people report to.
That's their immediate supervisor?
Misty.
Mm-hmm. And then these people report here?
To L, yeah.
So there's no, like this group can't tell that group what to do? That's how it works?
Well, that is typically how it works.
Okay, and then there are evaluations based on these?
Correct.
Okay.
That's for sure.
And those happen every year?
Yeah, this year it was a goal setting.
Good. Right, that's all I had.
Okay.
Yeah. Are there any other questions or discussion? All right, we'll move on to roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma, absent. Stacy?
Aye.
Absent. Randy? Give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Thumbs up. All right. All right. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of homeschool academy with independent study. Do we have a motion? I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Any discussion on that?
I love this idea.
Good. Good, good.
All right, anyone else? Okay, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma, absent. Stacy?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Passes. One. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of purchase of rolling counter door at Thompson Peak. Do I have a motion? I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Any discussion on that? Okay, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma, absent. Stacy?
Aye.
He's an absent. Randy?
Aye.
Motion passes. We'll take a 5-minute break and go into closed session.
Terrific.
Okay. Can we see you, Sherry?
I guess I messed something up there. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm going
to see. Why are we not walking?
There we go.
Yeah, I did not even realize.
Hey, you want to help move stuff after the show?
I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm going to pause.
Okay. I'll just head out, but it was nice to meet.